Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Ben Casimir Tidswell, Finn Garza, Robert Cattle, David Litvak, Jessica Miller, Amalucci, Laura Malloy, Hedwig, Kelsey Stevens, Meg Daunting. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Welcome to episode 112 of the Rusty Quill Gaming Podcast.
Oh, 112.
I'm your
people. Oh my gosh.
112. I'm your host and GM Alex, and you're with me today. I have
twice beyond the 110th gate. Ben Meredith.
What?
What?
You're up, Bryn.
68 Bryn Monroe.
Oh god.
No.
A dozen past the centurion. Lydia Nicholas.
And XXX Helen Gould.
And who are you playing?
Who's up Drakak Amsterdam?
Hamid Salah Harun Al Tahan.
Sasha, who's asking? And Azu.
Yes. Now you can tell that people want to know what's happening, and you know how you can tell? Because everyone's like, let's do the thing. Let's do the thing. Let's do the thing. Oh, no, no. What's the thing? Do the thing. Do the thing.
We're staying late.
So, with that in mind, we're picking up where we left off, which is underground tunnels, rooms, enormous,
traps.
Ominous
yep.
traps that have just gone off.
Yep.
Everyone roll initiative.
That's yeah, why I'm not going to be able to do anything.
Time to fight the water.
Why did I take what? This freaking...
Ben's rolls are getting so unnecessarily elaborate. He throws it in the air, catches it. Maybe juggle it a couple times,
no,
then throw
I
it.
I to throw it down, but threw it up instead, so I grabbed it.
There's a very different
that's why
places.
I went,
16.
Can I grab a pencil, please? Sorry.
I have 13.
I got 14.
23.
I took that freaking like enhanced initiative thing, and then I rolled a 6.
I'd be glad you got it. Yeah.
10.
Yes.
What was yours, Hamid?
23.
Okay. So, those enormous pipes were just, you know, the panels drop, and then four huge pipes, two pointing at the door that Sasha is at, two pointing sideways at the door that is,
it's
you know, the entrance.
The one that I shot that made the hollow noise.
Yes. You hear that? And then a torrent of water just pours in. And by a torrent, I mean the pipe is now full from bottom of pipe, which is, for people in the room, So I don't know, like a couple of feet,
4 foot high,
like a couple of yeah, like something like that.
It's like a meter.
Yeah, they call it a meter diameter. Completely full of water instantaneously. The same amount of water is coming out of every pipe simultaneously.
Also, I'm sorry, I just am slightly disappointed that when you said a torrent, you didn't finish it with off skeletons. I just really like the idea of a torrent of skeletons coming out of four pipes.
What, and be terrifying, wouldn't it?
The kind of like. Yeah. Sound was all of their little bones.
I need you, Sasha,
yeah,
to immediately, prior to initiative, give me a reflex save.
Yes, I am not surprised. Okay, so 23.
Mm-hmm. The amount of water, because of the way the pipes are angled, slammed together exactly where you were stood.
Yep.
You managed to jerk yourself out of the doorway, but the amount of force, again, just think about the amount, like the volumes just crunches. There's the equivalent of a thunderclap as they slam together in front of you. Bear in mind, the same has happened behind you because it's happening at both doors. You effectively went, the only way I cannot die is jump in the middle, and backed into the middle of the room because slam, slam.
Oh, okay, so I didn't go through the door.
The door isn't open. You unlocked it and it triggered. It never opened.
Right, okay, great. So,
At which point...
what's happening to the other
door? At which point, the other door, everyone else can see, clonk, 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 it's starting to close. The dagger at the bottom is currently sliding, pushed by the door towards the other side.
Oh,
I would
dagger!
Say that the handle is angled upwards because it's pushing, so it does look like it will go against door jam and not just, you know, disappear under whatever. Who knows? Like... You don't know how much force is involved. I do.
And how strong am I?
And exactly, like, it is moving. What I would say is, again, this is all comparative. It's moving comparatively slowly. Okay? With that in mind...
Water is probably already, therefore, flowing out of the room.
Water is already beginning to flow out of the room towards everyone apart from Sasha.
Has everyone else been blown out of the room, basically?
Not yet. See, here's an enormous amount of discussion for here's how much time passed. That's how much time has passed in what I've just described.
Yeah, but in the real world, we would know where we were. So you do have to describe...
Yeah, no, of course. I just meant that, like, they haven't already begun being washed away or anything.
But didn't we say that they were outside of the room?
Yes, yeah, so but the water's got to go somewhere.
Yeah, okay.
Hamid, what are you doing? You are up.
Is there any way into the room past the water?
You
even
are...
Flying.
No one is entering or leaving that room unless they're getting hit by water. Alex decrees it so.
I hold my action then.
Okay. Grizzop, you are up.
How much water is coming out of the room?
At this exact moment, not too much because it's only just started. It is going to be a real problem real quickly.
Cool. I'm going to climb onto Azu's back.
Okay. That's unless Azu stops you, which I'm assuming you don't.
No.
That's absolutely fine. Anything else?
Shoot the water.
Die, water, die!
Not really got much I can do in this situation.
Nero's got nothing on me! Azu, no, sorry, Sasha, you are up. You can do anything else.
Yep.
Do you want the bad news? Because that's all you got.
Yeah, sure.
You need to give me a DC 20 reflex save.
Sure. 23.
Nice. Take your turn.
Can she acrobat out so that, like, if I'm going... Like basically through the water.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the and then while shouting, pull me out.
Yeah, that's totally a thing that you can do. You know that going through that water's going to hurt. The force is going to hurt, but you're also like, I can either get a little bit hurt, or I can die.
Like,
these are the options.
While shouting, pull me out.
Yeah.
So hopefully there would be tension on the rope pulling me in the right direction.
You got a choice. You can either acrobat out now, or you can ready for when they're pulling. To try and combine those two things, it does matter that those...
I'm going to acrobat now.
Okay, that's fine. So just give me a straight acrobatics check.
Ooh, I only rolled a 4, so that's only 19.
19?
Yeah.
Give me another reflex save, please.
That's a natural 20.
So, you take 9 damage.
Yep.
Where it's just you try and just effectively just dive straight through the water and it just thump, and then just pushes you back into the room. You don't lose your footing, but it hurts. You do still think that you could probably make it through, but you just have to do better.
Yep.
It's that simple.
Pull me out!
At which point, Azu, you're up.
I f***ing pull it. I think we should just have that but bleep it.
I think I will.
Yeah.
Okay. I as hard as I can.
Okay. Give me a strength check, please.
I'd better be good at this. I'll be
I mean,
so
you should be, but, you know, a lot of stuff's going on.
12 plus 1.
Yeah, so just add your strength modifier.
Yeah, so that's only a 15.
It's only a 15?
Yeah.
It's not enough to pull her out. Again, you pull her back into the water before she's ready, and it repels her out because the pipes aren't just like that, they are angled in such a way to force people back into
how
the room.
How much damage is that?
6.
Okay. Yep. That's cool.
At which point, Sasha, give me a reflex save.
Yep.
You're going to be making a lot of these. You are the right person to be trapped here.
Yeah. That is only a 14, though.
Total?
Yep.
In the process, you are knocked prone. You are not underwater, but you are floating in what has already become a foot of water in the base in 6 seconds. Hamid, it's your turn. Top of the round.
I'm going to cast Fly on myself and just hover above the water so I'm not in danger of being swept away.
Yeah, anyone...
No one... It's all too stressful for us to notice that Hamid is suddenly flying.
Anyone apart from Azu is not going to be heavy enough.
Yeah.
So that with the water, you won't get swept away, but at least at this stage. But if you try and move, you are likely to lose your footing. So that's actually a really good idea.
Cool.
Grizzop, you are up. What are you doing?
I'm holding my action and inserting it later because there's nothing I can do on that.
Okay. Sasha, you are up.
I mean, try and swim out, I guess. I'm prone. I mean, I can try and stand.
Technically,
up.
It's still going to be an acrobatics. It's not deep enough to be properly swimming.
Okay.
But yeah, like, same thing again, effectively.
Yeah,
that's fine.
I mean, an acrobatics is much better.
For what it's worth, in your head, you're like, yeah, I think I can do this. I don't think, you don't, like,
I'm
that's
gonna
impossible.
I'm going to try and line it up with when Azu's doing it.
Okay, so what I would say then is just like mechanically that'll come out as you ready an action to use your check in conjunction with Azu giving yanks and hope that those
together.
So
basically what I do is I shout, pull me out, and I get ready to jump as she pulls.
Good call. Azu, you are up.
I pull.
Funnily enough, Sasha's ready in action goes off. Initiative orders. So first give me the strength check on the rope.
I've got to do this.
Yeah.
No!
Oh man, yeah. Well, this is all
Sasha,
one.
Sasha, give me an acrobatics check.
Come on. Oh no, mate, that's a 9, so that's only a 24.
Again, you try and yank Azu.
How much damage?
Azu, the reason this happens is it's really, really wet. It's not even your fault, and it's not Grizzop's fault.
Azu doesn't know that.
But what it comes down to is that, like, the combination of water is flowing out, Grizzop is having to gain purchase, and then pulling at the same time, like, there's too much going on. You take 7 damage. Again, and you get repelled back off the water.
How hard was the other door to open? Was the first door to open? Also, maybe easier to get through once the water level is risen and the current is less strong.
Those are all valid points. In terms of how difficult it is, you don't think, like, I can't really give you that info at this stage. Possibly.
Yeah.
You might have just been unlucky on the other one.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, well, I'm just here hurting. Cool.
Grizzop, it is end of the round. Would you like to insert?
Yes.
Okay.
So, I climb down off of Azu's shoulders, slide down the taut rope, towards the door, brace against the door, and channel positive energy.
Okay. I'm going to get you to give me a reflex save, but I am knocking the DC down a lot because you're using the rope.
That's fine. I'm like a plus 7.
Yeah, you're fine.
So 22 for those people who are interested in that. So I'm going to channel positive energy. Heal everyone here within...
Everyone.
Everyone heals 9 damage.
Oh, that's nice.
That might just keep you alive.
I actually also heal 9 damage because I wasn't on the floor.
Nice.
Hamid, you're up. I'm flying. You're literally up.
I fly over to Grizzop and cast Fly on Grizzop.
Okay.
Thanks! What's happening?
Your feet.
I can do this now.
There's a horrific moment where your feet are washed out from under you and you don't fall. Anything else?
Nope.
Okay. Grizzop, you are up because you held... No, sorry, you inserted to last in initiative order. That's fine.
That actually is an incidental.
We can all pull together!
Yes, let's try that.
Okay, Sasha, you're up.
Yeah, pull me out!
Readying an action again, same as before, that's fine. At which point, Azu, you're up.
Are all three of us pulling at the same time?
You need to ready an action until it's stupid, but yes, ready an action to pull when we pull.
Yes. Yep. I do that.
Okay. Grizzop?
Same. Yeah. It's my turn, the last turn in the round.
Yes.
Yeah, all right, well, I'll start pulling.
Yeah, that's fine. Everyone's action triggers.
Well, no, because I didn't. I'm not going to help much anyway.
You're at the top, aren't you?
Yeah, but I already did something this round.
So he can't help you pull.
Oh, yeah, sorry, that's what you're saying. Yeah, cool. So with me, as I'm helping, am I able to confer a bonus to people, or do I have to roll independently?
I am ruling that you all have to roll independently, I'm afraid, for this specific thing. There's quite a lot going on in this room in terms of like mechanics, so it is just easier to do it this way.
It's basically, do I get a bigger bonus when rely on the d20 and probably fail?
Yeah, it's...
I'm on natural 20, so that's good.
Oh, no!
I rolled a 1!
But I rolled a natural 20, so...
So what
cancel
does that
out.
Mean? What does that mean?
Give me the acrobatics check, Sasha.
Only
24. 24 again? You've got 24 three times in a row.
I keep rolling nines.
Switch dice.
Yeah, so Jacob, maybe we should all switch dice.
The way that I pull is I fly up really, really quickly.
Like at 60 foot around.
We kick off. I kind of kick off the door and fly upwards to try and get a different angle.
Uh-huh, that's fine. So what happens is, in order.
Yep.
Sasha, you're pulled in. Azu, you lose your footing temporarily. You're now prone. You're not being washed away. You're too heavy to be washed away.
But am I being drowned?
But you are...
being basically
technically, actually, you're not... No, technically, you're not prone. You're supine, I think, is it?
What?
So it's... Well, prone is technically face down and supine is on your back.
Oh.
So, like, when you yank, your feet just slip from under you, so you're on your back, but you can still breathe. It's fine.
The water isn't very high here, so you're probably just, like, in a bath.
Sasha,
a really distressing bra.
Sasha, you're put the water's clean. There's something, you know. It's not lava.
Hooray,
there's
Alex.
Something. Sasha, you're pulled into the torrent again, taking 11 damage.
Oh, but do I get out of the torrent?
You don't.
Oh,
however,
say
you are absolutely certain that you were that close. Like part of you does. There's a fluke extra like thrust from the water and it pushes you back.
Ah,
the water is now 2 feet deep in the room.
So do we get a benefit from my critical hit? Because we got a negative for the critical fail.
Yes, I've already factored it all in. It's all done in back end. Yes. So, top of the round, Hamid, you are up.
I'm ready in action to help pull.
Which point? Sasha, you're up.
We're trying.
Azu, you're up.
I'm ready in action to pull.
Yep. Grizzop, you're up.
Yeah, pull.
Yep. Everyone give it me together. Good.
Roll it again for me.
By the way, I'm assuming that Azu uses her turn as well to stand up, because that's fine.
Yes. That's 15.
Yep.
That's 5.
Okay.
I can't
even
help.
28.
Oh,
yeah!
16.
Yep. So, you are pulled through. It still hurts, dealing you... 5 damage.
Oh, that's not even my bone.
So what happens, and what was happening before, is because the way the things is incredibly well engineered, is that as you're pulling, it gets...
Oh, is it, Alex?
It gets...
Is
no, no, no.
It?
The,
well
the
done.
Piping is... It gets harder and harder right up until she's just through. So it's this thing where you start pulling, and it kept throwing everyone off, but you do manage to pull her through, but the second that Sasha's through, it isn't sort of like a, oh, I'm through, it's cork from a bottle style.
So then just knock into everyone and send them flying. Literally, I guess.
You know what?
Actually, possibly spinning off and bouncing off the wall.
You know what? For flavour, yes, no one gets hit, but it ping-ponging all over the place.
Oh, well, no, as she flies up, because I'm flying and on the end of the rope near her, I grab hold of her.
Yep, it's all good for me. It's all good for me.
Sasha doesn't quite understand how the physics of this is.
I am staying in initiative order. I am staying in initiative order because of moving parts are still happening, but... Yeah, no one is now taking active damage. To be perfectly clear, none of you think that you're about to get crushed to death by this thing or anything like that.
Are all of us now in the corridor?
Yes. On this side of it, on the other side of the one that you unlocked the
and
first time round.
The floor we're on is a grid, right? So the water is running through it.
Yes.
Ah.
So it's basically been slippy and wet, but it isn't washing you back all the way down.
Well, whoever... made all these traps probably knows we're here now.
Okay, I'm gonna ask, is anyone gonna do anything before the door closes?
Get my dagger!
Okay, in which case, in initiative order, Hamid, you're up.
Nothing.
Okay, Sasha.
Dives back towards the water to grab her dagger.
Okay, Can you give me a...
There is a flying Grizzop attached to her.
I swore then. Yep, that's a good point. Grizzop, how are you... Are you going to let go to let her do this?
No.
Do we want to initiate a struggle?
My dagger!
I have to ask.
Your life! Leave it, there's more! It's just a thing!
Azu, you're up.
How close am I?
To...
If I'm close enough to get the dagger for her without causing her any damage...
Yeah, you are.
Get her dagger and let the door close so that we don't drown.
Okay. Can you do me a favour and just give me a... It's not a dex save. Can you just give me a dex check? Just a raw dex check.
What does that mean?
Just add your dex to what you roll.
Which is nice. It's going to be terrible. Yeah, that's a six. Is my hand going to get chopped
It's
off?
Too small. It's a silly size and the dagger's... It's all wrong. This is silly.
Oh, does my dagger get crushed?
Grizzop, you're up.
Let it.
Lay on hands.
Good shout.
Sasha is all wet and kind of wriggled.
Heal 3 damage, Sasha.
Look. Well, I suppose flavour-wise, it's because she's wriggling.
The water is now 3 foot deep on the other side of the door. Thankfully, because the door's been closing, it isn't, you know, washing people away in the grating meaning it isn't washing people away. But, like, it's still coming. There is more water coming.
How are we supposed to get back in now?
Hamid, you're up.
I'm still not doing it.
That's fine. I have to stay in initiative because there's too many moving parts. Sasha, you're up.
Widget open or we won't be able to get through.
Sorry.
Why won't anyone help me?
If the dagger doesn't wedge it, we're not going to.
Just we're going to get trapped on
Azu,
this side. They're going to get away. I'm going to lay on hands on Sasha.
Why won't you get healed?
Wriggling in frustration. Yeah, well. Oh, that's 2d6.
I love that. Yeah, well, sucks to be healed.
Yeah, so bad for you that I tried to... three as well. Thank you.
Grizzop, you're up.
Down hands. That's a 10.
You're getting healed so hard and so quick, and you're like, put me down!
Except our healing love.
The water on the other side of the door is now 4 foot deep, so it's now, like, on one side of that door, which is about half closed now. To stand there is immediately to, like, get knocked back at least, like, 10, 15 feet. It is going to reach the point towards the end where to be there is just damaging being near it kind of thing.
How are we supposed to get around? Guys, we need to
Hamid,
keep
you're
this
up.
Open.
We just have to wait for it to drain. It must drain.
You doing anything, Hamid?
No.
Sasha, you're up.
No, they'll have someone come to reset it and then they'll know we've been...
What do you suggest we do? Use another adamantine thing which we don't have. You'll get crushed and killed.
Azu, you're up.
I lay on hands. You got very hurt. Not that badly. Okay, yeah, that's 11.
That should bring you back up to roughly 4.
Yes.
Grizzop, you're up.
I'm going to stop now because that's a lot of healing.
That's fine.
Not back up to 4.
How close to death were you?
I was down to 26.
Oh.
And a lot of the several of the healings only got me back up 3.
Oh, yeah, good point. Yeah. Okay.
But so you've healed at least 27.
Yeah. So now I'm on 49.
Okay.
Basically fine.
Look, the best chance we have to stop this thing is use the adamantine dagger. They're already doing it. What do you suggest we do? Heave it, put steel in it, which is smaller than adamantine, or our bodies. That's all we can do.
Can any of you, like, breathe water? I don't know, your magic.
Hamid, you're up. I'm having to keep chunking this through because speech.
Would have done it already if I could.
Sasha, you're up.
Just...
Azu.
Smashes the wall.
Azu, you're up.
I say we just let it. Let's just let it drain and then try again soon. And if someone comes, then they come and we kill them.
Grizzop?
I think we should probably put out initiative.
That's, yeah. End of round. Unless anyone is going to do a thing that actively interacts with this, I am now going to just drop into description, Theatre of the Mind, kind of.
Just
going
to, like, smash the wall.
Grumpy Sancho.
So, the water continues to climb on the other side of the door. As the door is closing, obviously less is being able to come out, so that's how it sort of maintains it. However, the pressure of the water coming out of the door gets more and more and more. It reaches the point where the dagger is sort of, you know, hits the jam. And there is a hideous kind of grinding of gears and so on the other side. Water is pouring out. You all already by this point know that to stand in that side of it will just hurt. Obviously, you're just like, let's sidestep that. It goes, it grinds to a halt, but then cannot close any further. The metal literally dents in just a little bit where the adamantine dagger is wedging it, and then you see that water continues pouring out, but then stays about half a foot, let's say, of the top of the door. The water lever stabilizes, and water just continuously starts pouring out. But the water level doesn't rise any higher. The door continues to keep closing.
Start going down.
And it doesn't start going down.
Look, if we could open the door just a little wider, then more water would be coming out than going in.
And how do you suggest we do that? Stick our fingers in?
Before, I don't know if you're... Azu, you're strong.
I can't hold back an entire mechanical door and also the water that will hurt me if I stand next to it.
You don't need to stand by the water.
Where do you think you get purchase? At the edge of the door, where the big water's coming from.
Oh, Grizzop's got edge to him, I like it.
We need to just wait for it to drain on its own and then try again.
Yeah, you need to chill out, all right? Seriously, you are more important than a thing. I don't care what the thing is made of, or if it's magical or divine or the best thing in the world. You are more important than that thing. You are not getting yourself in danger like that again, all right? You need to be sensible when this kind of stuff goes off.
What exactly did you expect me to do differently, Grizzop? Like, just not try and open the door for you?
No, not try and grab your dagger back and use your dagger properly. That's... when you needed to, immediately. You need to react like a... You need to be sensible, all right?
You go and open the door next time, then. That's what got me in trouble. Try to open the door.
Yeah.
My job.
Yeah, it is. But your job is also to survive. You're no good at your job if you're dead. And caring about daggers...
She was still quite good at her job while she was dead, actually.
Yeah.
And caring about daggers is not part of your job, and it will get you dead.
Just like shouting at people, don't you, Grizzop? When you're stressed, you just like shouting at people.
No, maybe we're should... not dying.
What we need is a really long pole to lever it.
And I'm going to take a break.
Rusty Quill presents Season 4 of the Magnus Archives, the internationally renowned weekly horror fiction podcast which follows the statements and mysteries that lurk inside the Magnus Institute, a British organisation dedicated to researching the esoteric and the weird. Join head archivist Jonathan Sims and his dedicated team as they continue to record and investigate paranormal statements, but be warned, things have changed. The team is in tatters, and where before the statements were unsettling, together they have begun to form a picture that is truly horrifying. Because the archives are awake, they are hungry, and they are not alone. Season 4 of the Magnus Archives available for free on January 10th, 2019 via iTunes, Spotify, and all other good podcast players. For more information, visit rustyquill.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Coming in from the break.
Also, are people looking at me?
Yeah.
I'm angry crying.
Okay. Right. I mean, it's very wet. It could just be water, yeah.
There's a certain look to my eyes, which is, I am angry crying.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, why don't we should all just try and calm down. We've just all been very scared.
I wasn't.
I was.
So was so. I.
Sasha walks back down the corridor.
I'm going to let
it
her
gets,
go.
It gets quite dry really quickly.
Let's back off for a moment.
So are people choosing to wait?
Yeah.
I need to know, like, a statement of intent. How long are you intending to wait until you would hypothetically turn back?
Sasha, we've got weeks. We need to get out of here because whoever set this trap up and is good at their job will know that it's triggered and they will come back and they will probably be resetting it. And if they know we're here and they come back, they will be prepared and will be good at their jobs. So we should not be here for that.
Well, we're starting to know what's going on here. These traps are trying to stop people entering whatever beyond this... inside this facility, and we need to know what's happening. Mm-hmm. Like you said, they're good at their job, but they're probably doing something wrong if they're, you know, hiding this well.
There's no point in giving up.
I've never said we should give up.
We need to keep going. Like, if there's a way to reset the trap, then we can reset it.
We've
got to find a way to reset it. They have to be able to reset it, so we have to...
From the other side. Like, we should fall back so that when they come, we're not here, and then we can come back, I guess.
Azu, give me a perception way. Check.
Oh, finally, a good roll.
Thank God.
23.
Everyone's been arguing, and you don't like watching your friends argue.
I really hate it, yeah.
So you put your eyes anywhere you can, which happens to be at the water level, which starts to imperceptibly decrease.
I mean, not literally imperceptibly, she's just...
Yeah, that's
literally perceived.
Exactly, minimally perceptibly decrease.
Okay. Look, the water level's dropping, so maybe we don't have to wait very long.
Oh, good!
And right. If this trap is designed to kill someone, so no one's going to be coming down here in a hurry, because they'll just assume that the person is dead. Surely.
No, why be any water inside it for it to go off again immediately if it's all
drained?
Well,
we don't know that.
We beat this trap. The door should be closed. It should be a room full of water where somebody just drowns. That hasn't happened. No one's drowned. We have beaten
Yay!
This trap.
Wait
so
a minute.
We can, when the water's gone, we can open the door and we can carry on.
Also, Hamid, you were flying.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah!
I was flying. You made me fly.
Actually, how long does flying last?
7 minutes.
Still flying.
I'd say you're... Yeah, you're still flying.
All right, so I am straight up Dragon Ball Z Vegeta, like, crossed arm.
yeah.
But Sasha's head.
Yeah, Sasha's quite a long way down the corridor now.
Sorry, at Azu's head height.
Yeah. Oh, it's delicious.
You realise that, like, wait, this is a new perspective.
Yeah, so you know how sometimes I just wake up and know more spells than I did before?
Oh, right, okay.
I didn't know that, but interesting.
It happens sometimes.
Also, he turned into a weird, like, dragon dog thing once.
Give me a perception check, everyone.
That was weird.
Natural 20.
Oh, nice. And irrelevant 17.
27 total?
13.
You do feel different now you think about it. And Sasha, from a distance, while he's talking about that, you can just sort of glance over his shoulder and go, oh yeah, he's got spines down his neck.
I mean, that plus my natural 20, that's a 33 total. So even at a distance, I can count
the
spines.
Yeah, I mean, I'm actually talking like over your shoulder, like, yeah. Whether you mention it, up to you, but he has now the beginnings of little spine ridges going down his neck.
Like a little mobile.
He hasn't noticed them yet. You feel like, yeah, probably a change has happened, but maybe the cheekbones have gotten a bit more...
It's halflings, isn't it? They have a very long puberty.
It's true.
Body's undergoing changes.
Yeah, it's to do with the draconic heritage. It's gradually expressing itself, and the longer I exist, the more dragony I seem to get. And this robe makes me more dragony than I would be without it as well.
Are you going to turn into a dragon?
Probably not. But this hasn't really happened before.
He said with complete confidence.
So no one can be sure. It's a strange experience.
I imagine so. Right, well, the water's going down.
Yeah, if we
It's probably dropped by about half a foot by this stage now.
That's just pretty quick.
Yeah, so like you're not going to be waiting like 10 hours.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Oh, well, the pressure should start dropping now, so we can start trying to open it.
Yeah.
Are people okay for just an awkward silence that extends until the water reaches an acceptable level?
Yep.
Yeah.
When the fly spell wears off, you sink gently to the ground.
I do that thing.
Sulkily.
Sploosh.
More angrily than sulkily.
Sploosh.
I'm not Zolf.
So, yeah, the water level continues to drop until it's consistently about half a foot. No, maybe even less than that. Like, there is a small amount of water still entering the room continuously, but you can hear that the mechanism has just died on the dagger. Like, it, you have broken it. It's not a case of, like, oh, you know, it's recent. Like, you've broken it.
Think we can push this door the rest of the way open?
Give it a go.
All right. I'm going to try.
I will need a strength check.
That's okay.
We could just take 10.
Yeah, you can.
Take 10 as we're all trying.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's actually really good because we're all different heights, so we can just Scooby Gang it.
Yeah!
Oh, no, you and me are the same height.
No.
Grisop's taller.
3 foot two.
Oh, okay.
And it's not a big enough difference for us to Scooby. Like, when it was Zolf,
no, you can interlock your hands like a Grisop hand, a Hamid hand, a Grisop hand, a Hamid hand. The door creaks and then opens adorably.
they're all like completely like what? So Grisop is jet black, yeah. And Azu is grey, right?
No, she's a brown skinned dog.
Ah, okay. I thought it would have been grey. Okay, cool. And then I thought you'd mentioned before, and that would have been a thing. Okay, cool. And then Sasha is unnaturally pale. Like, like see-through white kind of
actually,
thing.
Actually, I do feel as well that it is worth mentioning. Remember, my eyes are completely red. So they're a big, watery red at the moment.
It's just that as those hands, all the hands are interlocked going up the door. Like,
it's a nice image.
Completely different, like, colours and shapes and sizes.
I'm
United Colours of
Benetton. I'm more on board with the family
with
thing of, I hate you, I'm really annoyed at you, I'm annoyed at you too. Should we do this thing? Yeah, right.
Yeah. I am going to yank the adamantine dagger out as well. I'm going to try to yank the adamantine dagger.
That doesn't require a strength check of any kind. You can see it's messed the door up wherever it's been and is utterly pristine apart from a minor scuff, which will definitely polish out because it's just what remains of the other metal on it.
So I will grab it and just hand it back and go, there you go.
All right.
I mean, literally, you're talking, perfectly fine. Like, it's still razor sharp. Adamantine's the best.
Stuffs it, like, inside one of the, like, pretty much infinite dagger slots.
Till we get the movable rod, that's basically the best thing we've got.
Oh, that'd be really useful.
Yeah, it would be. Mm.
Oh, sorry. I'm just juggling dice. Because, like, my character wants to be juggling knives, so I'm like, dice. Yep, anyway, okay. Well,
the last of the water drains out of the room, presumably, if the door's fully open.
There's still a little bit of, like,
trickle.
Like, but yeah, it's okay. Right, it's just, it's damp now.
Actually, sorry, this is a quick question. Those hatches, is it just that the panels got blown off by the water, or did they rise up and have gone back down again?
They rose up and haven't come back down.
Okay, but they're, like, ready to.
But there's now there's, like, a trickle of water coming out of the pipes. Cool. I mean, there's only so long you can sustain that much water.
Yeah. There's no point if it's a closed room.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so, like, the question was going to be, should everyone get out of the room again? Because if we try it again, will more water come?
But you already unlocked it. It didn't lock again.
That we know of.
Yeah. Let's try it. Well, we should back off just in case.
Right, gang.
Seems very unlikely. There shouldn't be any water left to come out again. But
stand back.
You've still got the rope, so you take hold of the rope.
Investigate the mechanism. Is it still locked?
I mean, at least...
No, it appears to still be unlocked.
Okay, well, I might need somebody strong to help me.
There's a sudden... Huh? Everyone give me a reflex save.
What?
19.
24.
16. Oh! 20.
Yay.
The four panels in the floor, in all four corners of the room, suddenly slide backwards, revealing grating, and then what's clearly where the water was meant to drain at some point after the door had been closed and someone had drowned long enough.
So was that reflex page check us all going, ah!
Yes. Yes, it was. It's how much you went, no.
Or if we'd said, back off to the corners of the room.
Well, I did specifically say there's a grate there. I was tempted to kill you with the reset mechanism, but that's brutal.
You wouldn't do that, would you, Alex?
Yes, he would.
Yeah, he would.
But drowning coffin for Azu. Drowning coffin.
Anyway,
you. Let's get this door open. This trap has caused quite enough drama already, so let's move on.
All right.
You don't even need to give a strength check or anything because you didn't completely destroy the mechanism of the door. Yay. On this side. You open it to yet more corridor on the other side.
Right.
Sasha will be checking for traps just about every 5 meters.
That's fine.
As many rolls as you want. That's a lot of rolls. Oh, gosh.
So, also, during this thing, I'm doing the calming down thing, like the deep breaths and sighs that people do when they've, like, had a real adrenaline sort of tantrum thing.
Yeah. Azu has now started singing softly in Orcish to calm herself down.
Everything's fine. This is the Everything's Fine song. This is how the Everything's Fine song goes. So.
Sasha, please be quiet.
Grizzop is comforted by the song as well.
Yeah.
Because he needs it.
Enraged by the song. So, guys, please. Look, gives Cloak of Elvenkind to Azu. Like, we are probably approaching the... people, could people just be competent?
Azu, stop singing.
Oh! Oh!
I'll just fix you with a stare that's like sad.
So you, eventually in the distance, you see what seems to be a carbon copy of the previous doors.
Gods.
Here we go again, guys.
Well, if we know what's coming this time, it'll be easier.
It might not be water, it might be something worse.
Yeah.
And hope we've learned and won't set it off this time. Shall we get on?
Right, well, let's disable that device. Oh, we'll check it for traps.
You do have to check for traps.
Check for traps. That's only a 19. No, wait, 18.
Seems fine.
Yeah, cool. Okay. Try and unlock it. That is a 30.
Click! Seems good. There's another slidey door.
Opens the door. Do I need a strength check?
No. It opens.
Is there another 5-pound door?
No. No. On the other side, you see
a
very, very large space. Ooh. For this one, I want you to imagine, think cavern rather than sort of ravine things that we were talking about. So, big cavern. The best... I hate saying it. Think James Bond lair style.
Yes!
Big cavern, metallic walkways around the sides, etc.
And there's safety rails on metallic walkways.
Yes.
A volcano.
Looking up, you see that, I mean, you weren't hugely deep underground. You're only like sinkhole depth. So you can see, like, it was, what was it, 40 feet? Something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's effectively the same. You've been almost on the flat level. And you see that there is an open to the sky. Let's call it a hole from this distance. It's hard to tell. And you can see what appears to be a river pouring straight down, waterfall style, into... And you can see from this doorway, because the doorway is just onto a walkway, a large sort of metal collector is the best description.
Funnel?
Yeah, like a large, huge metal... Thank you, I totally forgot the word. A large conical-shaped device for collecting water. yeah, so into a huge metal funnel, and it's just pouring across that gap and down into the funnel. You can tell by sort of the cavern space it might be naturally occurring, but whatever, it's the same kind of vibe.
It's
where
a
someone
naturally occurring funnel.
Someone definitely wants to be able to navigate this space.
So this should be a natural system.
Potentially, yes.
Yeah. And they've redirected the water.
Potentially, yes.
Yeah. To have an evil secret base here.
An evil system.
It is now an evil system.
An unnatural
system. Actually, no, sorry. We've been to an evil system. It is a lot more evil than this.
Oh, yes, we all remember the evil system.
Bad system.
The system was a bad place.
Okay.
The system TPK'd the party.
Oh.
But we got Deus Ex, well, Deus Ex Mr. Sealing out of it.
Oh, yes, I've heard about it, yes.
Wasn't great. Sasha held up really well.
Yeah. Died.
So.
Oh, yeah, well...
That's your description. In terms of space, I'd say it's 100 foot from this side to the side. It's crisscrossed by walkways and so on. There's even walkways running right close to the water, not through because there's too much water. I would say, again, without a perception check, it looks like there is less water pouring in than it's potentially designed to handle capacity-wise. But we're not talking...
There's a drought too. They're still diverting the water.
Yeah, exactly.
Is there a clear, like, overseer's office type place?
It appears deserted. Yeah. There is, and as in... This appears to have maintenance walkways only. No offices, no equipment.
I don't know about you, but I really want to destroy that funnel. I feel like that's nicking the water. Right?
Yeah, that looks like what we're looking for.
Yeah? Big water nicker. So if we do that, then we can move on and kill whoever's in charge. I mean kill whoever's in charge.
we need to just explore this space. There might still be, you know, a facility built into the...
the walls of the castle.
Bear in mind, so far I have just given you from a doorway. This is what you're seeing. Like, yeah. I haven't given into everything. You need perception checks. And
let's
stuff.
Have a look around. Then I want to destroy the water maker.
Yeah.
Hammond, why don't you fly up and see?
Oh, that's a great idea.
I mean, I can. You know, it's not a thing I can just do whenever I feel like it.
But can you do it again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, off you go.
Let's fly up to the top and see how the water's being diverted. Maybe we can just divert it around this hole.
All right. I cast fly.
Mm-hmm. It works.
Yeah, I fly.
Do you
up.
Trust it?
Yeah, yeah.
It's magic. It's infallible.
I love how Hammond's complete and utter faith in one of the most unreliable things in the world in some ways. Mm. Magic fails.
It's only unreliable.
Physics doesn't fail. I mean, it does in my world quite often.
It does
when
magic's there.
Yeah, it's true. So you fly up?
Yep. So, I'll go through the hole just a little bit, see what's around.
As you approach the hole, there's a light buzzing.
I look around.
Do you continue up or do you just sort of stop short of the hole?
I stop. Okay. If I can hear something weird, I'm going to stop and look around and see if I can work out what it is. Oh, I'll cast Detect Magic.
Okay. Whoa, that's a lot. That's a lot. But doesn't stun you. Someone has cast a massive illusion right across the top of the hole.
Ah, okay. Yeah, I'll poke my head through it.
Okay.
But only a tiny bit.
So you poke your head up, and what you see is a very well-crafted illusion.
Of the bottom of a river.
Of an empty, effectively, cistern.
Yeah.
With nothing in there, no water. What's really clever about this is that it also, they've shaped the illusion at such an angle that from where you are, looking towards where the water's coming from, you see a barren, empty riverbed stretching out into the distance. You, without even spell knowledge checks and stuff, you suspect that because it's so obvious that the thing's empty, it's built so that anyone coming up this way can be like, there's clearly nothing here.
Yeah.
They haven't tried to illusion an entire source and multiple sources into the mountains. People would get this far and can see because of they've played the perspective.
Right.
There's nothing here.
Yeah.
There's nothing to go examine. This is where you would come look at the water.
Yeah.
It's very artfully done. A lot of skill. It wouldn't have required a mage like of world-changing power.
No, but just clever.
Really, really cleverly done, though.
Yeah. Well done, Alex.
Thank you.
Yes, I mean, fly gives me quite a lot of speed and good maneuverability. Like, I'll fly around the whole cavern and just see what other else I can see around.
Everyone, give me a perception check. So, assuming you're just sat waiting.
Yeah.
Do I mean,
I'll have a like, mild poke about.
Yeah.
Well,
everyone, give me a mild poke check.
Oh dear.
18.
18 from Grizzop.
17.
17 from Sasha.
7.
7 from Azu.
I rolled a natural 1.
That's
which
fine.
Still gives me 13, but.
So, Azu, you're far too distracted by the fact that you let everyone down multiple times back in the corridor.
Yeah.
You could have pulled her out and you didn't.
Yeah, could have died in a really horrible way.
She could have. The only reason that you didn't die, she saved you before it could have gone off.
Yeah, had to go through, like, miles of horrible, horrible tunnel.
How big can I paint the word guilt in a cavern?
Is Azu having a bad day?
But Azu's not having a great day.
No.
In terms of what the rest of you find...
I mean, to be fair, this is about as low as Sasha can perceive, so probably also quite distracted, but that is about as low as she can perceive.
You find... It takes a bit of searching, a couple of, like, discarded tools that maybe got lost in the shuffle, things like that.
What are they made out of?
Yeah, they're adamantine.
You notice that they aren't made of adamantine, but you do notice that they are not fit for humans.
So giant?
Too small.
Are they goblin-sized?
Yes, they are.
Okay.
There are...
dun, dun,
once you get that, you're like, okay, that'd be a goblin tool mark, that makes sense. That's okay, that makes sense. So the walkways are big enough for humans and stuff, but the actual, like, work appears to have been done by goblin hands. Hamid, you...
My natural one.
Yeah, you basically... You know what, I'm just going to say you don't find anything. I'll leave it at that.
So the interesting thing will be, as the information gets shared, because Grizzop doesn't know really about the details of the riot down below, and Azu has not herself noticed that the tools are goblin-sized.
In which case, it looks like goblins made this.
Really?
Yeah, but for humans. So it's like goblin tools, human stuff.
Goblins made the water stealing...
Water knicker, yeah. Well, some of it. Maybe some of the facility, maybe that thing. I mean, it's well built, so probably.
There's a very complex, like, well-crafted illusion up at the top to make it look like the water's completely dried up, which is being diverted into this cavern.
Magical goblins.
Well, totally a thing. Could happen.
I mean, yeah, but it also could be the humans who obviously hired them to make the thing. Because the goblins, if they were making it for goblins, they'd have made it goblin size.
And to be clear,
that's true.
Certainly to, like, probably to all of your eyes, you've been to, like, a goblin-run workshop. And so it doesn't have a goblin-y vibe to it. Mm. It, like, goblins are more about making things quick and jury-rigged but super effective. This is very... It's very human. It's very pedestrian. Mm. There's not much kind of...
They're a rubbish species, aren't
they? There's not much intrigue to it. There's no cool corners.
No one should put them in charge of a planet, for instance. They've messed that up.
Like a goblin at some point would have been like, I mean, we could build a walkway, or we could just do a zip line so that you could take samples on the fly, and then you're at the other end you need to be at
there's
quicker.
There's no ingenuity.
No, there isn't. At all.
But yeah, so, I don't know, we probably haven't explored the facility then. It's, you know, well hidden. Yeah. Don't want to trick people. So
you did both.
We haven't seen anyone around.
You did notice a couple of doors leading off. Nothing that was particularly like evil lair here. Yeah. And the reason I haven't gone down that and told you what's there is, you know, it's a big room. I don't want you
zooming off.
But yeah, like, but we probably haven't seen anyone because this isn't bits of it that people go to. This is just like the water stuff.
Or like,
it's the back.
It just got glassed. Like, I mean, maybe
a couple of miles away.
Yeah, I'd have ran away.
Exactly. Like lot of people here, they're just job. You know, they're doing a job.
Might be an evil job.
I mean, it might be an evil job, but then they run off. Like, sometimes you've got to make a living, right?
An evil living?
Yeah. Some of us have made an evil living, Grizzop. It's a living.
Some of us haven't, so, you know.
Oh, yeah. It's good for you. It's great. Good. Good. Lovely for you. Great news. Good.
We might not be able to sense redemption, but we do hope for it.
So, these were goblins and humans working together to make a water system.
I guess we start exploring the various doors.
All right.
My fly is probably worn off, so I...
Yeah, probably has. I think I'll end the episode there. You've found there's water. And, yeah.
Where the water's been coming.
I think this is a good, slightly less terrifying and awful place to end an episode, right?
Yes.
That's fair.
Yeah,
that's fair.
Much better, thank you very much.
Still want to find out what kind of evil living's being made here.
Evil living. For evil workers. Well, that's bye from me and evil bye. Evil bye.
No, a very good bye from the paladins.
Oh, bye.
Evil bye.
Goodbye.
I don't know what kind of bye.
A conflicted bye from Sasha.
Redemption bye.
What's redemption?
You do.
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by RustyQuill.com and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial International License. Today's episode was recorded and produced by Alexander J. Newell. To comment on episodes, make donations, and view links, images, videos, and show notes, visit RustyQuill.com. Rate and review us on iTunes. Visit us on Facebook. Tweet us on Twitter at TheRustyQuill or email us at mail@RustyQuill.com. Thanks for listening.
Danger, danger! Big water!
Please, no high voltage.
I was going to say.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.